Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught that the Holy Spirit makes it about the Scriptures. False spirits make it about authors, culture, and feelings. See where you fit in as we start with that thought today. Now let's look at this text verse 1 again, 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out to the world. The devil will try to use philosophy with Scripture in order to wrest the Scriptures. That is to snatch them from the understanding of your inner man, that he might deceive and warp your faith. He wants to render each of us ineffective for Jesus Christ, as well as to bring disgrace to grace, as well as disgrace to the name of Jesus Christ. We see much today from new evangelicalism and religious psychology, of which Satan, whom the Word calls the prince and power of the air, the Bible named him that, he seeks to ingrain the culture over which he is the prince and power into our faith, into our thoughts, and any aspect that will make us unholy in God's sight and service. In the temptation of Jesus Christ, as we've already mentioned in the wilderness, Satan tried to get him to do that which is fleshly. But Jesus made it about God's honor, God's holiness, God's purity, God's righteousness. Mark this down. The Holy Spirit makes it all about the Scriptures as the final authority. False spirits make it about the authors, the culture, the feeling. Let me repeat that. I want you to get that. This is very important. If you didn't get anything else out of verse 1, get this. Again, mark it down, write this out. The Holy Spirit makes it all about the Scriptures as final authority. False spirits make it about authors, about the culture, and about feelings. Now, men of God ought to preach and teach the Scriptures, but not to satisfy and magnify their own flesh. You see, today we have too many ego-filled preachers trying to build an empire over which they are the emperors. When preachers are influenced by false spirits, who as Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. Religious rock music, I don't like calling it contemporary Christian because it's not Christian. And it's not contemporary with God, it's contemporary with the world. So I just call it religious rock music. But religious rock music, casual dress, philosophical and or psychological teaching and preaching that magnifies the preacher while at the same time making you feel good about yourself in your waywardness, an unspiritual walk, that is a classic book view of how Satan worked to deceive and bring down Christians and a church. Satan's goal is to make you think something is right and that you're spiritual and where you ought to be as a Christian. You see, when churches do these things and individual Christians do these things, Satan's conference room finds its biggest laughs in the lives of deceived believers. Now, I like Dr. Henry Morse's statement in the Defender Study Bible on this point, because it lines up with the rest of Holy Writ. He said, even in John's time, there were many false prophets, false apostles, and false teachers plaguing the church. It seems to get worse in the last days. My friend, I think he's right, and that's why I believe that we're in the last days, as we see these things grow. In Matthew 24 and verse 11, when Jesus was asked about when shall these things be, he said, and many, not few, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Okay, again, not a few, but many false prophets, and they'll deceive not a few, but many. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, we read this, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious way. Now let me just stop there at pernicious ways. Pernicious has the idea of destructive. It is destructive of doctrine and the local church. It's destructive of righteousness and true holiness, which Ephesians 4:22-24 speaks concerning. So he says, they shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Is that what they do, speak evil of us today? You legalists. You holier-than-thou people. Oh, you this, you that. They make fun of us. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words, faith, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. The Bible tells us that in the last days many false prophets arise, and they will deceive many, and we've seen that with the direction churches are going today. The idea of pernicious is that with the word having the meaning of killing or destructive, it's destructive of morals, it's destructive of purity, it's destructive of the holiness which becometh God and God's people. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Notice, the body. You present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. The body, a living sacrifice that's holy. In the Old Testament sacrifices, an animal had to be tested to see if it was without mark or blemish, that it might be sacrificed upon an altar. But this is a living sacrifice. So it is tested that it might pull the plow for the husbandman, that it may be do it in a holy way. So he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And that word service has the Greek root of worship. You worship God by living a holy life. 1 Peter 1:14-16 says it this way, as disobedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Isn't it interesting that the former lust, which means emulating the religious ways, fashioning is emulating the ways that you were and making them religious, trying to religiousize the former lust. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. God says that's ignorant. You're really ignorant to try to take the grace of God, to fashion it, to make the world look like that it's justified when you just put Christian words to it, you put it in the church, and it's all right. Now, a lot of people, I mean a majority, accept that around this country and probably around the world. Makes me think of how many villages are being deprived of an idiot. Don't make the unsaved lifestyle religious and acceptable. But as he which is called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, all matter of the way you live, because as it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Ephesians 4:22-24, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the former way you used to live. He says, put that off. He says, put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. You see, those lusts are deceitful. You think they're all right. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, folks. That's God's words, not mine. They're God's words. I believe them, but they're God's word. Now, going back to Morris's comments, he says, they will get worse in these last days, as seen in 2 Timothy 3:13. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, where he said that there, you know, when they preach the word as it is to men as they are in the first two verses, it says, but, you know, they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, appealing to the feeling. Make me feel good. Itching ears. Meet the need of my flesh, not my spirit. See, it is more urgent than in John's day to be able to discern the true and the false teachers. That is the Holy Spirit versus the seducing spirits. I believe Henry Morse was so right on that. We need to learn to recognize the true from the false. One thing I have found as a fundamental Bible preacher, it was shown those who are professors of being fundamental, but are revealed to be at best moderates. They're moderates in politics. We find those politicians who claim to be conservative to later find out they are moderates. And you don't like that. Well, true Bible preaching will often clear out just the professors, but not the possessors. You see, a true fundamental faith of the Bible, although they are saved, may show that they're not of you, so they go out from you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.